The agreement is being met with strong criticism by Republicans. Presidential candidate and New Jersey Governor Chris Christie wants Congress to reject it, saying President Obama is playing a dangerous game with our national security. But a top European Union official in Philadelphia on a trade mission calls it a good deal. KYW's Ian Bush reports.
Crediting the pain of economic penalties for getting Iran to the table, the EU ambassador to the U.S. says persistence has paid off.
As much as we disagree with Iran on many issues, to find an accommodation on this issue, which is absolutely central to bringing stability and greater tranquility to the extremely disturbed Middle East.
David O'Sullivan making his first official visit to Philadelphia, speaking with British and Irish American business groups here about the prospects for a transatlantic trade pact between the EU and U.S.
We will take down tariffs, we'll take down barriers. So I think Philadelphia would benefit hugely from this deal.
An open question whether the White House can stomach selling another big trade agreement on Capitol Hill after the protracted fight to win approval for the Trans-Pacific Partnership. Ian Bush, KYW News Radio.
KYW News Time, 4:05.
Pam Coulter, CBS News, the White House.
Well, Chris Christie does not like the Iran nuclear deal one bit. The New Jersey governor and presidential hopeful joining other Republicans in saying they believe it threatens the security of Israel and the U.S. But a top European Union official in Philadelphia to gather up support for a trade agreement doesn't see it that way. With that part of the story, KYW's Ian Bush.
David O'Sullivan says it'll help bring stability to the Middle East.
We've worked very closely with the United States, really hand in glove with the United States to produce a good deal.
And as is the hope, a more peaceful Iran where people no longer will have to shoulder the weight of sanctions. The European Union ambassador to the U.S., of course, has other money matters on his mind, namely the move to get Greek finances back on track.
The economic health and stability of Europe is absolutely vital to the world economy, but also to the United States economy.
It's O'Sullivan's first official trip to Philadelphia, where he's talking up a proposed transatlantic trade agreement to Irish and British American business leaders, promising benefits to the region in the short term and more broadly in the future.
To make it even easier for business to trade and to invest.
Ian Bush, KYW News Radio.